From the Inside Out. Words from Jesus.
There are times when you can feel like every thread of your life is being re-examined. But it's not a matter of me scrutinizing your life. It's a matter of my Spirit working gently within you. You are experiencing a process of self-examination, which is a starting point for change in your heart and life. Think of this time like a piece of clothing that is being turned inside out. That's when you see how it's made. You see all the inner stitching and the quality of the seam work. You see the labels, and you see if it's made to last or if it's a little flaky. You see if it needs the delicate wash cycle or if it's sturdy enough to take the normal or longer cycle. Inside out is where you essentially get to see what that piece of clothing is made of. When you feel like your life is being turned inside out, it is a time to take a good look at the inside of your life and how you operate, your mindsets, the different attitudes and perspectives you've adhered to over the years, and how you work and interact with others. Trust me during these times when my Spirit is working in you, helping you to check out the quality of the stitching on your seams and what is holding you together. As you assess your weak areas, I help you to see what you need to change about yourself to grow in your spiritual life, relationships with others, and walk with me. My Spirit will work within your heart and guide you as you seek me. Take advantage of this time of personal assessment to set goals for your spiritual life and growth. My unchanging presence. Times of change bring you closer to me. The changes that you experience in your life help to invigorate our relationship as you are drawn closer to me and your faith is strengthened in the process. Everything in life undergoes change, starting with the stages of growth from infancy to adolescence, to adulthood, to parenthood, and old age. These life stages are based on the cycle of change. There can be no life and no depth of living without change. The process of change often brings you back to the basics of your faith, your love for me, and what truly matters. It helps you to realign your focus and think about what it's all about and your purpose on earth. Change can cause a stirring of the heart to draw you closer to me. It causes you to seek my will. The most important thing to remember during times of change is that regardless of what changes around you, I change not. Stay close to me and you will never have anything to fear. Ask me to help you to readjust your perspective so that you see me in your circumstances and your present context, and trust me to define your future and your life for me. Just because things will change as long as you are on earth does not mean that I will change, that it will be harder to find me, or that I won't be with you. I am the one constant of your life, and this is your touchstone during times of change and when you think about the future. No matter what changes in your life or the world around you, ask yourself whether that would be enough to make you stop being my disciple and give up on our relationship. Would that be enough to make you lose faith in me and my word? You know that it wouldn't, so why worry? Even if everything you knew was changed forever, you would still be my disciple. You would still be a vibrant Christian. You would still hold on to faith, hope, and love. You would still live your life for me. So what is that to thee? Follow thou me. The whole world can change, but nothing can separate you from me and my love. And in the end, that's what really matters. that you are mine and a child of God with an eternal inheritance. Stronger today. My love, I know that times of change can seem to shake you to the foundations of your faith. During these times, I want to touch your heart in a deeply personal way. Although you are struggling right now, I am using this time to take you to a new level of understanding me and my love for you and my relationship with you. You're stronger today than you were a month ago, because you have questioned everything and come to the realization that I am indeed everything to you, and that without me you feel empty, alone, and as if your very life force is missing. You've gained a deeper understanding of your love and need for me. You've realized that there isn't anything else on earth that can satisfy the deep longings of your heart and spirit. Now you will have a greater desire to help others and share the abundance I've given you. You will have renewed strength, love, and desire, and your priorities are clearer. Grace for growth. Are you seeking to grow in your faith? Do not be surprised when you face times of testing. If the tests did not come, your faith would not grow. If the trials were not there, the great grace that I give you would go undiscovered. So take courage during these times and look up to the eternal hope before you. Look to the heavens and ponder how my planets and celestial bodies are kept in orbit by my hand. Even so, I am able to keep you in the orbit of my will, even through times of trial in your life. As you lean on me to bring you through the tests that try you, wings are born out of weights. Don't try to escape the pressure, but let me help you harness it so that you can grow in faith. Your rock-solid reality. I am your living Lord, your rock, your Savior God. Spend time pondering my greatness and my endless commitment to you. I am your forever friend and the eternal lover of your soul. You are utterly secure in my love. Instead of focusing on troubles in your life and in your world, remember who I am. Not only am I your living Lord and unchanging rock, I am also God, your Savior. Because I am the everlasting God, my death on the cross for your sins saves you to the uttermost, so you don't need to worry that I'll stop loving you because your performance isn't good enough. It is my goodness and my righteousness that keep you secure in my love. Let my unending commitment to you be a comfort as you journey through this trouble-filled world. Someday you will live with me in paradise. Even though you do not see me, you believe in me. I am far more real, complete, unchanging, unlimited than the things you can see. When you believe in me, you are trusting in rock-solid reality. I am the indestructible rock on which you can keep standing, no matter what your circumstances may be. And because you belong to me, I am devoted to you. Beloved, I encourage you to take refuge in me. Believing in me has innumerable benefits. The most precious one is the salvation of your soul, forever and ever. Your belief in me also enhances your present life immensely, making it possible for you to know who you are and whose you are. As you stay in communication with me, I help you find your way through this fallen world with hope in your heart. All of this enlarges your capacity for joy. The more you seek me and the more fully you know me, the more I can fill you with inexpressible and glorious joy.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.